Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Growing in Grace podcast here, Mike Kapler, along with the guy who rejected becoming a vegetarian because he didn't want to give up animal crackers. Joel Brzezicki is with me once again for the podcast. Hey, how's it going?
I'm crunching on a piece of celery as we speak. Shaped as an elephant.
That's like drinking pop during a podcast. You don't want to do that. You'll be bringing up all kinds of stuff.
No, that's true. I've done that before, and it's like you try to talk, and it's a little bubbly in the throat there, and you're drinking too much pop. I should do what, and I've talked about this, what like Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith would say when they were recording music, when they were singing, they would eat potato chips.
Yes.
It soothes the throat there, and it makes it...
Yeah, when you're doing nice a lot of takes and that sort of thing, your vocal cords start to get kind of worn out.
Yeah, so you need to grease them up with some potato chips. I just stick to my coffee and my tea while we're recording.
Well, new year, right?
Happy New Year, everybody. 2025.
Hope you had a good time with the family or whatever it was you were doing out there for the holidays. We're going to continue doing what we do here on the podcast and have done for nearly 20 years. In fact, we've got our 20-year anniversary coming up soon. Very soon. Very soon, as the song says. And so we'll do something a little bit special for that, because correct me if I'm wrong, Joel, but I think the 20th anniversary, I forgot what I was going to say. The 20th anniversary coincides with, what was that? I'm drawing a blank on what I'm trying to say.
Podcast 1,000. 1,000. 1,000.
That's it. I forgot 1, about 000. The 1,000. Okay. I knew there was something.
Yeah, the two are, it's a mysterious alignment of the stars and planets. Not. But yeah, in a weird way, I mean, we couldn't have planned this, and we'll talk more about this, but if you do 52 podcasts a year, then in 20 years, you're going to have more than 1,000 podcasts. But we had some times, especially in the early year or two, the first year or two, we didn't necessarily do one every week. And then there are times when, like this past year, we did one just before Christmas, and then we had a special threw something else in there for that week. So anyway, we missed an episode. And so anyway, when it all came down to it, 20 years is February 10th. That'll be the 20th anniversary from when the first thing was actually online and able to be listened to, back before it was called a podcast. And then on the 9th, February 9th, that will be episode 1,000.
Excellent. You know, we had somebody... this is kind of leading into maybe some things we'll talk about. You just mentioned before we came on that somebody had commented on a program from a few hundred episodes ago. And I think it was titled Forgiveness Complete, The Sacrifices Stopped, something like that. Sound right? And somebody just wrote a short comment that you said, they just said, you know, something like, thank you for this with a heart or something like that.
Yeah, they said, the podcast was episode 674, Forgiveness Complete, Offerings Stopped. That was the title of our podcast. And then the person said, thank God for you, with a heart.
Ah, okay. So that's why we're here. Because maybe just that one program, Joel, maybe that one resonated with them in such a way that they were kind of freed from some sort of a spiritual bondage, if you will, something that may have had them in a place of fear instead of God's love. And if we can keep doing what we're doing here and help one person at a time, while some people continue to want to argue and disagree with us, that's fine. I guess that's the nature of the beast in this thing called Christianity in the Bible. But if we can help somebody along the way, regardless of all the noise that sometimes kind of happens out there when it comes to debating theology and whatnot, interpreting the scriptures in the way that you think they should be interpreted. In the meantime, God is doing wonderful things in the hearts of people. And that's not to tout what you and I are saying. It's just to tout what God is doing through what is being said. And he has a special way of doing that. We don't even always have to be right all the time, exactly, perfectly. God just has a way of reaching in and revealing truth to people, and he can use anything for that. But getting into some of the stuff that we have been talking about and things that we'll continue talking about, one thing I think that a lot of people worry about is, where do I stand with God? Is God angry at me? Am I really forgiven? And these things sometimes will increase in their minds. These worries, these concerns will increase and get ignited. And if they hear a certain message or maybe even read something on social media, or they come out of church and they start to wonder, where do I stand with God? I mean, I've been a believer all these years, but I'm starting to feel like maybe I don't know, where am I going here? So, you know, there's a popular passage. I say popular because a lot of people are familiar with it. If I were to say Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, a lot of people out there who have any kind of a background with the Bible or churchianity of some kind, a lot of people are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, that's okay. But Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10, I just wanted to touch on something here, Joel, especially considering all the things we've talked about here in the last several months or so. Let me just, I got a couple different versions here in front of me. Let me grab the New King James here. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So a couple of things I'll point out here. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. One translation that I like says, not of your doing. Verse 9, is not of works, lest anyone should boast. There's nothing to boast about in anything that we do. I mean, you can even get to the place where you want to brag about how much your faith has grown, and that will result in more works. That's still boasting. We don't do that either. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Notice in this passage here in the New King James Version, and many other popular Bible translations say something exactly the same or very similar, whether it's New American Standard, ESV, RSV, Young's, I mean, whatever it is, most of them have a very similar, if not exact, copy of that verse. And yet, somebody brought up from the NIV, and I'll just be honest here. I mean, one thing I hope you know about us by now is that we're not advocating for one or two translations that we would recommend to you. You can gain, because language is more complicated than that, and you can gain a lot of insight by sometimes looking at different translations, well-respected translations, and maybe get different perspectives on how all of that, you know, we'll bring some things to light for you. But one thing I noticed recently, somebody brought it up to me, because I don't spend a lot of time in the NIV. There are just some things about it I don't personally like, but I'm not against it. But in verse 10 in the NIV, it says this: we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, not for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do, not that we should walk in them. And so to do, really that word walk, Joel, in the Greek, Strong's 4043, comes down to two words that are brought in together here, pedi, around, and pateo, to walk. Strong's exhaustive concordance describes the words as to tread all around, or to walk with as a companion, to be occupied with. But it's never really translated to do specifically. Certainly, that doesn't show up in the NASB or some other translations, but it does in some of the more modern ones who may take some liberties with some of that, with assumptions that are sometimes used when it comes to translating It's not a perfect science, but that word that we should walk in them, or the NIV says to do, to walk literally means that. I mean, that's how it's translated over 90% of the time. That Greek word is translated over 90% of the time as to walk or to be walking or some variation of walk. It doesn't ever say to do. It's never used in that way. Except in maybe some of those modern translations, like here in verse 10. The point here, though, is that Paul is saying, you've been saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's not of works. No one gets to boast, but we've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. The works are his, is the point, because we're in him, he in us, and we walk in them. It's walking. Like walking in the Spirit, it's different than doing. Look at Galatians 5 a little more carefully on that front. This walking versus doing. And sometimes doing is a good thing, but not when it comes to faith, which saves and justifies. And Paul is using Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. He said some things before this, of course, too. But he's getting ready to springboard into something that goes even further that we've talked a lot about on the podcast. And in short, he'll go on in the verses ahead to talk about the one blueprint that God provided to people for doing. And that was the law that came through Moses. That blueprint was described as a dividing wall, a barrier that Jesus tore down in his flesh because it was dividing Jew and Gentile. And Jesus tearing down that wall, that dividing wall, that law of commandments found in ordinances from the law of Moses, tearing it down, abolishing it in his flesh, resulted in Jew and Gentile, all people being able to come together through faith in Jesus Christ. The two groups were now, or the, if you want to call them people, but the two groups, the Jews and the Gentiles, were now, because the wall was torn down, they're now able to come together in the same way by faith in Christ, apart from the works of the law, and come to faith as one new man in Christ. And so I just wanted to point some of this out, because sometimes even within grace circles, I know this is hard to believe, but even within grace circles, sometimes we talk grace, we talk faith, we know some of the lingo, but then it's the old grace but ministries, Joel. It's grace but if we're really, you know, dedicated in our faith, if our faith is really alive, if our faith isn't dead, then it's going to have works, and we start boasting about that.
So all I hear you saying is that we should just sit on our hands and never do anything. Is that what you're saying?
Somebody's saying it. Somebody's hearing me say that.
I know a lot of people, we can repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat, and they'll still hear us saying what we're not saying, and they won't hear what we are saying. But that's, you know, that's okay. I mean, we're here for who we're here for. And like you said, even if we communicate something wrong, or if we are wrong about something, the Holy Spirit can do what he wants to with it. And that's the good thing. But I like, and the same with other people who are wrong or who communicate what they mean wrong. But okay, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works. So in my mind, I like to kind of put a dividing wall up in a different way, so that I can understand the two different concepts that Paul is talking about in a given section of his writing, or in a given sentence or passage or whatever. So in this case, not of works. He's talking about you have been saved. Salvation. He's talking about salvation. Not of works. It is the gift of God. If it was of works, anybody could boast. You know, whoever has the works. So I put that on one side of the wall. Not of works. Salvation is not of work. It has nothing to do with works. It's the gift of God. We can work and work and work, and that has nothing to do with our salvation. I mean, I put that solidly on one side of the wall, and then he says, for we are his workmanship. So he's talking about something different now in regard to works. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So because we've been saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, and it is the gift of God, we are that means that we are not our own workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in him, in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So it's definitely a distinction that's being made here when it comes to works. The good works that we walk in are his, like you said, they're his works. They're not our works that we boast about. If they were our works that we boast about, that would mean that in the sentence before, that would mean that we would boast and that salvation would be by our works. You know, if it was about our works, it wouldn't be the gift of God. It wouldn't be grace. It wouldn't be by faith. It would be our own works. We would be our own workmanship. But he's saying we are his workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It's not ours. It's not something that we conjure up. It's his work that he does in and through us. So we need to have those things separated and understand that our works have nothing to do with our being saved and getting saved and maintaining it, because even if our works had to do with maintaining our salvation, we could still boast, yes, God saved me, but now look what I'm doing. You know, I can boast in my works that are keeping me saved. So works are not a sign that we've been saved. We talked about that, you know, in the past few weeks. And they don't save us. We can't boast in them. The works that we do are his workmanship. So that's a really good point there. And then, like you were saying, we continue reading here. And it's all this stuff, and we'll have to continue on next week with for the sake of time here. But there is so much rich stuff that Paul talks about in regard to Jews and Gentiles that it's easy for us to read these days and skip over how this would have affected the people 2,000 years ago when all this was happening. Like in verse 11, right after what we're talking about. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. There is so much in there. And we'll pick up on this because it's so easy for us to just read on by. But the Jews in that day, to have them come to the understanding that Gentiles, because to the Jews, the Gentiles were aliens and strangers from the commonwealth of Israel and from the covenants of promise. The Gentiles had no hope and were without God in the world. But now, in Christ, they're being brought near? What? Now, the scriptures had foretold all this, but they didn't realize that, and it would have been hard for many of them to really accept that the Gentiles were going to be made equal to them, to be brought into the same body, the exact same body, one body, not made up of Jews and Gentiles, not made up of superior people and inferior people, but one body, all the same in Christ Jesus. That would have been hard for some to accept. We'll talk more about this coming up here on the Growing in Grace podcast.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.